For 20 years, Afghan officials talked about making Bamiyan a tourism hub, but the roads leading to the province were too dangerous. Now the Taliban is back in power and thousands of people are getting into their cars to see the countryside. Bamiyan was once famous for two ancient statues of Buddha, which stood tall over the city until 2001 when the Taliban destroyed them. Zahal Siddiqui is an artist from Kabul who has come with her family to see what is left of the Buddhas.
It makes me very sad. Why did this happen? This was a part of our country's historic scenery.
Others have traveled even further. Abdul Razak Qomari, a media worker from Kandahar province, and 10 of his friends drove 11 hours.
When I saw the people of Bamiyan up close, I saw how hospitable they were. They were very friendly.
But the main attraction is the Band Amir National Park.
One of my friends was living in Afghanistan and he told me that once I have to see Band Amir, Bamiyan province.
Provincial authorities estimate more than 50,000 people have visited Bamiyan in the week since the Eid al-Adha holiday.
We want to improve amenities for our visitors. For instance, the road, the hotels and shops in the area, availability of transportation and first aid services.
But not everyone is benefiting. Zahir has been driving from Bamiyan to Kabul for 4 years. He's happy about the peace and security, but fears that it has cost him his job, as more people are able to travel in their own cars.
In the past, we used to take around 1,500 to 2,000 Afghans a day for about $17. Now, we barely make six.
Many people are hoping the Taliban will capitalize on the newfound interest in Bamiyan and turn it into a tourist destination.
Now that the group that made it nearly impossible to travel to places like this for 20 years is finally in power, this is what a semblance of peace and security looks like in Afghanistan. Thousands of families coming from all over the country to enjoy the wonders of Band Amir National Park. But the big question now is, how will all of this impact the economy of Bamiyan, a province that was ignored for more than 20 years by the former government? Ali Latifi, Al Jazeera, Bamiyan.